bus company has said to the parents that they may not be in a position in the days ahead going forward unless something is done with the buses. Now, the buses in question, you're chatting probably maybe a good mile or so of buses, and it's all different landowners along that way. So it's a matter for the landowners need to cut the buses. Now, this is only one area, one aspect of where I represent here in the Glenties area here in West Donegal. As I said, there's six councillors here in West Donegal and the Glenties area. We all represent the whole stretch here. I'm only one of six speaking here this morning to yourself here with this. Now, no doubt this is going to spread, escalate, no doubt, in the days ahead. As I said, I hope it doesn't end up in a full-scale protest where buses are just point-blank refusing to go on the roads because of the buses overhanging, hitting their mirrors, as was the case this morning, clipping them, scraping their paintwork and so on, etc. And by the way, I don't blame the bus operators, one, but the bus companies. These people drive very, very expensive vehicles. They buy expensive vehicles to take their children, adults alike, to ferry them from school to all arts and parts of the country as such, and pay the taxes and everything else. And out of that, it's too bad then, to be fair, that they end up in this unfortunate situation, like this particular bus company is this morning, of taking basically a stand as such, saying in a nice way, look, if something's not done with these buses over the next few days, we may be forced to not able to come down this road anymore. And that's not a situation I want to see. It's sad when we're ending up in that situation.
And councillors, so obviously there's a lot of people with a lot of frustration on this issue because it's not anything new. This is a long-standing problem. But it's getting to a point now where you're making the appeal because it's not in the council's jurisdiction to solve this exact issue. That, you know, there's now local businesses in terms of bus services being impacted, and there's families being impacted now in terms of trying to get their kids to work. And as well as that, the whole safety issue. So you're just appealing now for people to solve these issues amongst themselves.
I'm appealing now for people to solve the issues amongst themselves. That's why I'm going on here this morning to do this, like to appeal for this. It's a long-standing issue. I'll give you for example. Sometimes I'll be out of the country here, or out of the county, sorry, as do other councillors. We'll be in other areas too. We'll be in other counties. It's not just isolated Donegal. It's all over right through the place. But and saying that, unless every area takes the same approach to do it themselves, they cannot leave it to the council, because it's not in the council's remit to do it.